Happy Friday, Tim and Dan. Smoko. Bring in it's so close. I can taste the weekend, Dan.
You look like you're ready for it too. Just to relax for the weekend, mate?
Yeah, absolutely.
What a way to do it with our little show here. Just ease your way into the weekend.
Some good games of footy coming up this weekend, obviously. I'm going to a wedding venue on Sunday.
If Mike doesn't have the bells yet, I'm going to have to get him to go to that because
we don't need
the bells. We're so excited about the wedding tour.
Lots of weekend stuff. Yep. A big show planned today, Dan. Lots to get through. I mean, by the end of this show, as we say every week,
you're done.
You're pretty much done.
You're done.
The weekend's here. Yeah. And what a way to bring it in here with, is it? It is. It's Gang of Youths.
Oh, God, I'm glad you knew it. I didn't.
On Triple M, Modern Digital, right across Australia, it's Tim and Dan in. Triple M, Modern Digital, right across Australia. Tim and Dan in for your Friday afternoon. Bring it in the weekend, Dan.
We are, mate.
Yeah.
Did you see this? You know what? I feel like you might not have because you don't care for this sort of stuff. Came across a story, mate, and there's a kid in America, 10-year-old, whose name is Clark Kent, right?
So Superman.
Superman. His friends call him Superman, as you would, naturally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sort of the most impressive thing about him, though, is that what he's done is he's actually beaten, at the age of 10, he's beaten one of Michael Phelps' world records in the 100-meter butterfly.
The Olympic swimmer, Michael
Phelps. Yeah, that guy.
So didn't he win like 12 gold medals or something crazy like that? Seven gold,
well, that's,
one Olympics?
That's what makes it so impressive, mate. Michael Phelps is one of the most highly regarded Olympians of all time, especially in the water.
Yeah. Well, what record?
So, as I said, 100-meter butterfly at the Far West International Championship. Finishing with an incredible time of 1 minute, 9 seconds, and like 0.38.
Was that Michael Phelps, was that his Olympic record, or was that?
No, it was just like I think he was like 17 when he did it. But what?
So Michael was 17.
Yeah, something like that.
And Clark was 10, and he beat him.
Yes. So very impressive. So like, it starts making you wonder about a lot of stuff, doesn't it? Like, I think we've got a grab of, let's listen to the world record being told.
It was the 100-meter butterfly, and I broke a Michael Phelps record of 1:10:48. I won a time of 1:09:38.
Okay, Matt.
So he's pretty upbeat about it. He's happy, isn't he?
He's rightfully sort of sad.
So. But you know what? He's pretty cool, calm, collected about it. No big deal.
No big deal.
You know who is upbeat about it? The coach.
He's incredible. He's a musician. He's a scientist. He's an artist. He's a martial artist. He's an incredible human being. He's what I strive to achieve.
Massive overachiever.
So you do start wondering at that point. You go, God, what can't this kid do? He's sort of the perfect.
He's kind of annoying, isn't he?
No. I would say he's the perfect person, if you could call him a person. I mean,
what do you
well, let's listen to what else this kid had to say.
Mm. Always have fun and never give up on your dreams, no matter what anybody says.
Inspirational, isn't he? I mean, he's sort of the model citizen that you could have in a world that obviously, like, it's hard for us normal people to be. Like, it's hard to be that perfect.
Right.
So you almost have to be from somewhere else, don't you? Like, you can't be world.
I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to link him. You believe that he actually is a superhero.
Oh, it makes you wonder. Could there be superheroes?
No.
I think
he sounds annoying, and he probably gets bullied at school for just being the kid who overachieves all the time.
We're amongst supermen.
Just, okay.
Yep.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I would argue that, mate, they're superheroes.
No,
it's officially superheroes.
Not. Tim and Dan, Triple M Modern Digital, right across Australia. Tim and Dan, right across Australia on Triple M Modern Digital. Weekend very close by. Get excited about that, Dan.
Can smell it.
What did you have on your smoko for lunch? What did you eat?
Well, I haven't eaten yet, but anyone that follows our socials, Tim Dan Graham on Instagram, you'll see that I've just put up, you've brought in so many snacks, and he hasn't offered Mike or I anything.
Well,
mate,
no,
we're working through 12 till 2, we're on air, that's peak lunchtime.
It's not my fault that you haven't organised yourselves to get lunch.
Well, you could have, send a message the night before, hey guys, who's bringing what for lunch? Anyone need anything?
Sure.
Whatever, it's an issue.
No.
But.
Well, I've got another problem, speaking of problems, Dan.
Okay.
My parents have leased the house because they're going on this big overseas holiday.
Okay,
right?
Good for them.
And yeah, good on them. Go off and do your thing.
Yep.
But they've leased it a little bit early and they need a place to stay. So I'm arguably the best son they
have.
Yeah. So they said, can we come and move with you? I said, sure.
Mm-hmm.
No
you
worries.
Have to. They've put you up for so many years. Do the right thing.
28 years they've looked after me. They've fed me, had a roof over my head. So I said, sure, no worries. And it has come with its challenges, I'll be honest.
Okay, well, you've been living just you and Emma for a little while now, so it's going to be a little bit of readjusting.
There's now four adults. We're all fully grown adults, and it's not a huge apartment, so already there's problems.
Yeah.
But I didn't think the problem would extend further than my parents.
Well, what do you mean?
It has extended now to the wider family. I'm one of four kids. I've got a sister. I've got two younger brothers, as you know.
But they're not living there.
No, they're not.
It's in the house. It's just the four of you.
Right.
Well, how?
But because mum and dad are there now,
yeah.
That is now HQ, family HQ.
So, yeah.
So
the vibe and the location of the previous family home has transitioned onto your much smaller apartment.
That's right. And so what's happened is the unannounced drop-in has started. You know, I'll be at home, doorbell rings.
Okay.
Look at that, I got a delivery. What's happened here?
Great for mum, bad for you.
Hey, it's Scott.
Oh, brother.
What are you doing here? Oh, just coming up.
Yep.
Well, hold on. Hold on a sec.
Yeah, did I know about this? Did you book this in? Because you're a booking kind of guy.
I am.
Yeah.
But then, Dan, drop-in. It gets worse. When they do come up, straight to the fridge. Straight to the pantry.
Oh, my God. So people are eating.
People are
drinking.
Eating.
Okay, so and no one's kicking back anything to you to pay for this.
The utilities are being used. Water, gas.
Oh, God, he's
the heater. It's cold. Like, the heater's getting turned on.
But you've been known to entertain. Like, you're a good host.
When I'm prepared for it.
Okay, so the issue is more so with the unexplained... the drop-in, essentially, is your issue.
Well, yeah. Well,
if they messaged ahead, would it be okay?
Well, I think because mum and dad have moved in with Emma and I, we are now the matriarch and patriarch of the family because it's our place.
Oh.
Right? So now we are the ones...
But is there a power struggle? Do your mum and dad think they still have that? And rightfully so.
They need to check in, Dan. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
What are you doing? Are you decent?
Yep.
We're going to pop up. That's fine. Whatever.
Your stuff about the utilities and stuff, though.
Yeah.
Like, are you paying for that stuff?
They're all going to be chipping in for the bills, Dan.
Okay.
Absolutely. Tim and Dan, right across Australia on Triple M Modern Digital.
That we are.
Dan, before we went into those songs there, I said to you, I have a great opportunity, a job, a career opportunity for you. Because you're very opportunistic. You look looking around.
Yeah, I like to stay casual in my work because I don't want to be tied down. So, like, you know, I've got this one day a week. Perfect. A couple other things scattered amongst, so I'm definitely open to whatever you got.
The 9 to 5 doesn't interest you at all because you're a free spirit.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
What do you got for me?
Well, I've got an opportunity out of Japan, Dan.
Okay. Sort of puts into perspective all my other opportunities. It sort of sums them up as done.
I think when I present this to you,
you're
going to jump at it because you sort of tick all the boxes already. And I'll
remind
you of that as we go. But I don't know if you know this, Japan is actually suffering from a ninja shortage. I'm talking the nunchucking.
You're talking my language. Yeah, absolutely.
Star throwing.
I've got a couple.
Yeah,
ninja stars.
I thought you might.
Well, so go on. I'm intrigued. I feel like I already ticked some boxes. Go on.
When we were in Bali, I think you bought a sword as well.
I tried to. Couldn't get it through
probably
customs.
Probably didn't need to, but you still bought it anyway.
Yep.
So, Dan, the small city of Iga, I think I'm pronouncing that right, they get sort of 30,000 people visiting a year to come and watch the ninja show. Like, the ninjas do a performance.
So, almost like at Movie World. You go to Movie World and you see the Police Academy show.
Sort of, but a little bit more serious.
Oh.
The ninjas are...
So, like, they hurt each other.
They're serious. Well, they just like to show their skill in these sort of demonstrations.
I need to know what I'm getting into here.
Well, the locals are leaving, Dan.
Oh.
And so they're struggling to find ninjas to go, we've got these demonstrations, we've got asses on seats, no show.
So, it's a tourist attraction.
Let's not water it down. I want you to, this is a big thing.
Well, it sounds like it's an entertainment role. Like, you know, I like doing this. Mm. It seems like it might go hand in hand. Is it acting, Tim?
Nearly $120,000 a year is the
big
wage.
Big bucks.
It is
for each
bucks.
Person.
Yeah, for each ninja. Now, when I saw this, I thought of you straight away.
Okay.
Because...
Why? Tell me. What sort of attributes have I got?
Straight away, you love your superheroes.
Yeah, cool.
You love those.
Yep.
You do, you know, you do your little boxer size.
Boxing. It's not boxer size. Serious.
Boxing.
Hitting.
The boxing.
Each
the
other.
Boxer size.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's an element of that sort of fight dance sort of thing, you know, that thing that you do.
Yeah, it's not dancing. Again, more boxing, martial arts.
Well, it just has your name written all over it.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What's the process to apply? You haven't applied for me.
I might have.
No, you didn't.
I might have, yeah. Triple M Modern Digital, right across Australia. Tim and Dan are with you on your Friday afternoon.
Yeah, look at you. You're ready to have another snack. You've just popped open the lunchbox lid there.
I'm hungry today.
Yeah.
Long smoker today. Long smoker.
Well, mate, I've got something for you to ponder about. You can have a little snack if you want while I explain something to you. So someone came to me earlier in the week and I actually asked, I said, do you mind if we talk about this on Friday's show? They said, yep, sure, go for it. They want help. They want our advice on something.
Aaron, me and you?
Yeah. And I actually thought maybe this could be a recurring thing because we often do get asked for words of wisdom, a little bit of advice.
So well,
maybe,
we're very wise.
Yeah, well, rightfully so. Yeah. I think we absolutely are. Yeah. Now, what they've come to me with is they've said, look, I've been with my girlfriend for like 6 months and it's still in those beginning stages.
Yeah, right. Getting to know you.
Yeah. It's all fun.
The nooks and crannies. Another person's personality.
That's disgusting. But she's come to him and she said, I've got a new bestie. Like someone, I'm really close to this guy at uni. And he's gone, sorry, what? Oh. Yeah, no, this guy is lovely, isn't it? Well, I won't say his name. Might narrow it down. But yeah, he's a really lovely guy. And we get on, we have lectures together.
Right.
And this whole time, he's in his mind, he's stopped listening. He's just going, who's the guy?
The girlfriend has become best friends with the
guy.
Yep.
Jealous. Now, naturally. And so what he's done is he's gone, do the right thing, do a Facebook search. Might be nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Jumps on. Oh, he's a good looking guy.
Okay.
So what he wanted to ask us was, how would you approach that? What should he do in order to take control of this situation and maybe disarm this guy before anything untoward can happen?
I'd immediately schedule in a dinner, head out to a restaurant. Yeah. The three of us.
Okay, the three.
Well, I feel like he's your best mate, is he? Well, I should meet him.
Yeah.
Let's all go out for dinner.
Interesting. I kind of thought similar. Befriend him a little bit.
Befriend him a little bit. But also, you know, a lot of hand-holding.
Yep.
At dinner, a lot of, this is a thing.
Yeah, look,
you're
we're the couple.
A friend.
You're the, yeah, okay. Maybe buy him a beer. Be
sure.
Like, hey, I buy my mates beers.
Yeah.
Don't forget this when you think about, you know.
But also do the sort of, if you're out in a public space, be a bit of a blokey bloke with him. Give him a little nudge and go, leave the legs on.
Oh, okay. So you know? Take the risk of potentially, you know, annoying your girlfriend with comments about another girl.
Divert their attention.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. You know, Bron had a good one. She said before we came in the studio, she's like, you know what? What else is something you should tell them? Get their own female version of the best friend. So like,
what a
game changer. Because instantly, your girlfriend or whatever is just going, you know what? Maybe I don't need this best friendship.
Yeah.
So things like that. So what are we set on? Are we thinking more befriend? I think befriend is probably...
Befriending. Get to know him as well as she knows him. Do you know what I mean? I think that knowledge is power, Dan. That's what I'd say.
Very helpful. Very helpful.
Tim and Dan, right across Australia on Triple M Modern Digital. Dan, as we mentioned before, Mike, who sort of controls the ship here.
Yeah.
We call him Captain Mike.
Captain Mike.
Pushes the buttons, makes sure
he's thrilled with it.
He's very important.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
He makes sure that we go to air.
He does. Okay. He does.
Had a shocking week, didn't you, Mike?
My appendix ruptured.
Yeah.
I ruptured. Was rushed to hospital.
Yeah.
Very dramatic.
After 2 months of ignoring symptoms.
And after last week, just quickly touching on elaborate sickies. I mean, clearly, Mike was not lying. So, brilliant, Mike.
Well, he said to us that he had an upset tummy.
Mm-hmm.
It was worse.
Yep.
It was, you know, hospital worthy.
Yep.
Yeah.
But things aren't all bad.
Things are
Mike
picking up for Mike.
You came in today very chirpy, skipped in
upbeat
through the thing.
Yep.
And Dan and I straight away said, what's going on with you?
Yeah.
And you had this to say to us.
I'm going on a little bit of a business trip.
Business trip?
A little bit of a
Captain
business trip.
Captain Mike just steering the plane somewhere up. Where are you going, Mike?
Going up to Sydney.
Oh, ritzy.
I'm being put up in a 5-star hotel.
Now, can I
I've never stayed at one
before.
Listen
to his voice. It's a bit high pitch. He's very excited.
In the studio, we've got all these computers, right? And then one of them's just, he's Googling pictures of the hotel he's staying. It's a 5-star hotel. He's looking at the room that he's staying.
He wants the specifications. Yeah. He wants the details that are included in the room. Yeah.
We were most surprised by is that he was excited about one particular thing.
One thing did take your fancy.
Out of everything.
I've never had a bath. And this hotel, guess what it has?
Yeah, it's got a big tub.
Yeah,
big tub.
Big, yeah. Look, I'm having a bath.
And this was alarm bells to me, Tim, because I'm a well-documented bath lover.
You love a bath.
So the fact Mike's never had a bath in his life.
We've never had one at our house.
What have you been doing? I question the parenting straight off. How have you been bathed
as
a kid?
I've just been showering. The poor man's bath.
Okay, interesting.
So the bath has taken your fancy because it's different. It's something, it's new. What is it that you're looking forward to about the bath? Do you know how to have a bath?
No, I don't. But I just thought I'd figure it out. I'll Haven't go in there and...
He's stumbled into the...
He's come to the right place,
yeah,
hasn't he?
Yeah, because I can help you have a perfect bath if you want.
Yeah.
Like, what sort of questions do you have? Like,
what's the best temperature? How long do I spend in the bath? Mm. When does the water get cold?
Okay. So, the first thing, the temperature, that is a tough one. You've got to gauge it. You want to go just above lukewarm, because what can happen is if you go too hot... And you're sort of just basking in the bath for a little while, you can get a little sweaty.
Okay.
It gets steamy, and you don't want it's a bit uncomfortable if you get sweaty in there. So go for just above lukewarm for water. What was your next question?
How much water do I put in, actually?
Well, that's a good one. It depends if it's a spa bath or not. If it is a spa bath, which I imagine in a 5-star, it probably would be, Tim.
The water would need to be over the jets.
Make sure you're covering the jets, but not just enough. Go be generous with the amount that it covers the jets, because it can cause splashback.
Bath jet.
Yeah, what was your next one? You asked about entertainment earlier.
Oh, yeah. Like, do I bring anything in the bath, or do I just kind of lie there?
No. God, no, Mike. This is a chance to catch up on things. I often bring multiple forms of entertainment into the bath with me. You seem surprised when I said phone earlier.
Yeah, how do you bring your phone? Or you said book as well when we were off air. How do you bring a book in?
Okay, so...
Does it get wet?
Yeah, well, it can get tricky with the book, because what you got to do is, especially given the paper around water, it's not a good mix. What I like to do is I'll get in the bath... While it's filling up, for me, the most enjoyable part of a bath is the fill-up process. Your body gradually covered in water. And
do you fill up while you're in the bath?
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
Mike, hear me out. This is a practice experience that I do. So what I do is I'll get in, and I often lay flat on the bath.
Lying there in the bath?
Yeah. So just lying there, because at this point in the bath, there's not... too much water where the book can be damaged from splash up. The good time to read in the bath is while it's filling up. Once the jets are on, the book goes away because, you know, with sudden movement, squirting and, you know, that sort of stuff. So I would, at the fill up point, book, once it's filled, jets are on, you know, let's change over to the phone.
Are you going to go bubbles? Or?
Definitely if there's definitely bubbles. I don't want to see what's down there.
Yeah, right. Are you happy? Tim and Dan, right across Australia on Triple M Modern Digital.
Tim, the other day, I'm not going to say where I was because I don't like to divulge too much about my personal life, but I was out buying underwear.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so naturally, I don't want people to know where I purchased mine from.
I love buying underwear.
Do you? I find it stressful. Why do you like it?
Well, it's new, aren't there? There's not a better feeling than having new underwear, Dan.
I would argue that because in my experience, I've had plenty of bad experiences with new underwear.
Why? The elastic's taut? The cotton is fresh? They are clean? Like, what's bad about it?
The bad part is I don't understand how you're meant to go out purchasing underwear because surely we can't be trying it on before you buy, therefore often going home with the wrong size.
Well, okay.
Or that's my question. Or can you try on underwear? Like, I want Mike in on this as well. Like,
okay.
I've never bought underwear.
Who buys your underwear?
I live at home with my parents. Mum's always taking part of it.
Good job, man.
What brand is Mum?
Alpha
or
Rio. I bought a pair of Bonds once because I wanted a pair of Bonds to wear on, like, good nights.
How was that?
Good nights, just in case.
Like, just to feel like I was in a, you know, anyway.
What's on it? Vibrant colours, got some
just
pattern.
Blue and white stripes.
Just blue and white stripes.
That's now, the only time I've ever bought
okay.
it.
Okay. So, but that doesn't help me. Obviously, your mum is fantastic with your sizes. Good for her, as mum should be. But Tim, if you go and buy underwear like you seem to like to do,
love it.
How do you, like, do you just know what size you are? Do they not differ depending on brand? Or?
Well, I'm a Bonds man. Dan, I have been for a very long time.
So you stay true to the one brand?
You stay true to the brand.
Okay, that's a good start.
I know what size I'm in Bonds. If I was to move away from that and venture down another underwear path, Calvin Klein's,
you'd have to reassess?
I would have to reassess. Maybe, I think on the tag, they have, I know Bonds have small, medium, large, extra large.
They're never good at reading that stuff.
But they have the inch size as well. So, yeah, like if you're a 32 in the pant,
yeah,
that'll give you
the comparison,
yeah,
the equivalent
size.
But okay, it doesn't help me with this. All right, let's say I'm starting with a new brand. Okay, I'm going in clean.
Yep.
Can I try on underwear?
Not on your bare skin.
No. Then how do I do it? What, over another pair?
Over your jocks. And then
so you go jock on jock.
Jock
that's
on jock.
Kind of gross.
Is it?
I think it's gross. Yeah. As. Okay, but then if I take it home, if I'm like, all right, I'll just risk it, take it home, try it on at home, can I return them?
Yes.
If I've tried them on?
Yes.
Mike?
Definitely not.
Okay, so when you come to buy your own underwear one day, whenever that is, what are you going to do? What approach will you take?
I'm just going to cop it.
Just ask mum what size you are?
No, I'm just...
That's right, Tim and Dan, right across Australia on Triple M, Modern Digital.
Mm.
Dan, we always do this at the end of our show. We're getting to the end. It's nearly 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're going to launch straight into it, okay?
We are, Tim. It's time for Tim and Dan's rule book. The book of rules. Tim and Dan. Good.
Great.
That was a slower pace this week, and I liked it.
And it's my turn for the rule.
Yes, go, mate. What have you got for us?
So basically, for those of you who are just joining us, welcome. We set rules for life.
Yeah, we do.
We're faced with situations in everyday life, and we go, there needs to be a rule for this because
it's... Here to sort it out.
It's muddy water.
Cool.
Dan, I went to a restaurant the other day, and a very
Problematic restaurants, aren't they? There's always something we're not happy with.
A lot of things. Yeah. A lot of hurdles.
What happened?
It's very busy. And this restaurant had a huge, big, long communal table running through the middle of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I'm not a fan of communal tables.
Okay.
The big ones.
Why? Well, I can see it because close quarters, everyone's trying to pass dishes amongst yourselves.
They're communal.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Okay.
And if I don't know the person next to me and they're too close,
okay,
no thank you. I'm trying to enjoy the dining experience with whoever I'm with, whether it be my girlfriend or my friends.
Well, that's what I was
going to
ask. Does it depend who you're with, though? Because, I mean, obviously, if you're there with Emma, your girlfriend, romantic night. You know, you don't need Joe sitting next to you with the armpit sweats and, you know, it's all happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're there with work colleagues, does it matter as much or it still annoys you?
I still feel like if I'm the one on the edge and I can feel the presence of an unknown person when I'm trying to enjoy my meal, I don't like it.
Okay, well,
I can feel your breath. Yep. I can feel your heat coming off you.
But Tim, they need to cater to everyone. They need to fit everyone in. So what sort of rule are you looking to?
Well, straight away, I don't know why there isn't some sort of buffer system that people know. Like a restaurant should have a buffer between, if you're on sitting on a communal table, there should be some kind of buffer between each party that is on the communal table.
Yeah.
There was no buffer at this restaurant that I went to. I was literally sitting on top of the person who I didn't know.
Okay.
Must be a buffer.
So what have you got an idea of how much of a buffer, what kind of buffer we need?
Well, just before I measured my seat out with a ruler, and approximately 60 centimetres was the chair.
60 is a lot. Think about a 30 centimetre ruler.
Yeah.
So you want 60 metres between you?
60 centimetres. Yeah. I think so. I think that needs to be a minimum. I think there needs to be a 60 centimetre, approximately, buffer between each party.
Okay.
But also, the other thing about communal tables is that the settings, the table settings, the salt, the pepper, the napkins, all that, there isn't a definitive, this belongs to you, this belongs to them. Don't go outside these borders.
It needs to be more segregated, doesn't it? And maybe, have you thought about maybe some sort of little mini wall or something that sort of breaks apart the table.
Lines.
I mean, you may as well end up just having more tables.
Yeah.
Like the communal aspect of a table is to, you know, share the sauce.
I don't know a person who enjoys the communal part of a communal
I don't think
table.
Anyone enjoys it, but we're looking for a way to make it a more enjoyable experience, aren't we?
We're a generation of people who like looking at their phones.
Okay. So we're putting the call out to the hospitality industry.
I think restaurants.
Yeah.
If you're a restaurant owner.
Yeah.
Cafe owners.
So when you're setting the table.
Yeah.
When you're setting the communal table. Let's go with that.
I would say, when you're sitting a customer at a communal table, you must ensure that there is at least a 60 centimetre buffer between that customer and the next.
Okay. And on top of that fine print underneath, each group must have their own knives, forks, sauce, little stationery pack.
That's right.
Yeah.
There needs to be definitive things.
Yeah.
Is that clear?
I don't think it's easy to find. Mike, do
That's
you...
Okay. He understood.
Do that. You understand that?
I understood it, and I... But I think it should be more, actually. Like
what?
More
like
distance.
What?
More than 60 centimetres.
Maybe a metre.
That's meter? Interesting. Do you two realise how small... Like, do you realise the point of a communal table? It's to fit more people in.
Okay, rule change. 60 centimetres to 100 centimetres aroundabouts. 60 centimetres is the minimum. 1 metre is the max. Happy with that, Mike?
I like that.
Happy with that, Dan?
I don't get it.
That's another rule
in Tim and Dan's rule book.
Dun, 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 dun,
the book
dun,
of rules dun, 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 with Tim and Dan.
Right across Australia, this is Triple M Modern Digital, Tim and Dan with you. And that's about a wrap, Dan.
About a wrap. I think we're pretty good.
Can you smell the weekend?
Yeah.
I can smell it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just around the corner because everyone else is like us, ready to knock off. They get to knock off with us on Fridays.
It's 2 o'clock. It's, you know, it's about time.
It's close enough.
It's close enough.
It's close enough. So put the tools down.
Yeah.
Put the pen down. Whatever you're doing.
Yeah. And
we're done.
Yeah, before you do head off, though. Why are you resisting this? Because this is my idea last time we were on. And
yeah, I don't know if it went that well, though.
I think it's helpful. I think it helps people going into the weekend. I want to give people who are going into the weekend, and they have a busy week at work, it's a Friday, I want them to take in a little thought for the weekend. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I think it's confusing, but okay.
It's not confusing.
Well, let's see what it is, I guess. Right. What's your thought?
This thought for the weekend as you head off from your workplace. Man with feet firmly planted on the ground have trouble putting on his pants. Just let that simmer.
All right.
Man with your feet are firmly planted on the ground. You're going to have trouble. What does it mean to you?
Does it give you an answer? Or?
No, it doesn't.
Oh. It's interpretation.
Yeah, just...
I guess just sort of like if you're too set in your ways, you can't change.
I like that. Mike?
Yeah.
What does that mean for you?
To me, it was more like even if you think you're doing really well, there's always going to be problems in your life.
This is probably, I mean,
I don't like have an issue with that. It's just
as well.
More a negative approach from Mike there, I think.
I'm a cynic.
Yeah.
But isn't it nice that you both saw it differently?
Look,
you both will head off into this weekend with that.
But I'm wondering if his is right or if mine's right.
Well, I don't think that's the point.
There's no right answer. Okay.
Interpretation.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, good segment.
Very good. Anyway, Dan, if people do want to get in touch with us, we will be back next week.
Yeah.
But they can hit us up on social.
Hit us up on our socials, Tim Dan Graham on Instagram. Yeah. You can search Tim and Dan on Facebook, find us there. We're always uploading videos and stuff like that. There's one of the snack monster Tim from over here. He's been snacking away all show.
That's harmful.
And find us on YouTube. We've got a nice library of music there. Subscribe. Music. Bloody videos.
Yeah.
Subscribe. All that sort of stuff. Whatever.
Yeah. Come
iTunes. We've got a podcast on iTunes.
We do.
Yeah, search it. Tim and Dan fly on the wall. Yeah.
Come say hi.
All right.
Dan, Mike, have a great weekend. We'll see you guys next week on Triple M Modern Digital.
See you then.